The next patient is Julia King. The last name is K-I-N-G. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old male female that is following this practice because of CKD stage 3A. /A1. The patient had laboratory workup that was done on the 20th. Of March of the year 2023, and the creatinine was reported 1.2. The patient had a BUN of 32, and the estimated GFR is 46 mLs per minute. The patient has maintained the kidney function very well. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with an excretion of 150 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is with a normal range. There is no activity in the urinary sediment except for white blood cells, some red blood cells, and bacteria. She has a positive urine culture for E. coli. The patient is with asymptomatic bacteriuria. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient was 198 pounds and she came to with 208. She gained 10 pounds and that was because of the holidays. She was motivated and given information to lose that weight. Copy of the diet was given. She found that very informative. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.8%, and if she continues to follow the diet, there is no reason for her to lose control of the blood sugar. Following number. The serum potassium is reported at this time in 5.2. The patient was stressed about the need to stay away for potatoes, tomatoes, bananas, oranges, and kiwi. Following number, the hypercalcemia is under control. The total calcium is 10.2. It's just borderline. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today 122 with 73. We'll have to make adjustments at any time. Following number, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, and she's taken Eliquis. She's very stable. She has been seeing the cardiologist. Following number, hypothyroidism, status post-thyroidectomy in 2002, related to thyroid cancer. She continues to be followed at the Florida Cancer Center, taking levothyroxine, 150 micrograms every day, T3, T4, and TSH are within range. Following number. Status post pacemaker and ICD, AICD in 2017. She has been very well compensated. The following number, she has a history of adenoid cystic carcinoma, status post-salivary gland radiation, total of 33 treatments in 2020. Following number, degenerative joint disease that is without any complication. She is not hurting, and she is avoiding the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The patient is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate that case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes in the lab interpretation, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.